We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking Manhattan Area Technical College with President Jim Jeanette joining us here, as he does every couple months. And we are going to talk about a couple different things here in the second segment. You know, it's not too early to start thinking about the fall if you are a prospective student and think that technical education might be for you. And I guess probably now's the time to start applying.
Yeah, definitely you want to get your financial aid application in. We can help with that. Right now, we're seeing quite a good run of students and their parents interested. Applications for the fall are very strong. Now, applications, does that mean enrollment? Not always. But right now, I asked for some numbers from our dean of students before we did the show. And for on-campus programs, we're at about 75% full in most areas already. So again, it's not too late, but some programs are filling up. People who want to go into nursing may have already applied because it's so competitive. Auto tech is a great one to go into. So is construction trades. It's pretty full. The thing is to start planning. If you've got someone interested in this, or if a listener's interested, start planning. Get in touch with us so we can work with you to get things put together. With the high schools, I think, that's where we had probably our biggest impact from COVID was some of the secondary enrollment was down because of the different things the secondary schools went through with COVID last fall in particular. Some were still online, they moved their start dates, different things. Working with Manhattan High School in particular and Wamego, we're seeing, again, very high interest. At Manhattan High School, we do our auto tech program there, our teachers, our curriculum, our accreditation. And it's been a great partnership with the high school. They've loved it as well. By next fall, every class section of the day at Manhattan High, we will be having a section of auto tech. We're going to have over 100 students at Manhattan High taking auto technology. Dr. Wade and I, Principal Mr. Dorsch, my VP, Sarah Phillips, we're always talking. We're working with Chris Holburn at 383. What can we do next to keep making more of these opportunities? Right now, we get 500 or more Manhattan High School students each year taking classes with us, either Gen Ed and or Tech Ed. We want to grow that some more. With our Wamego campus, we've started some Gen Ed this spring. We're also doing CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant, and EMT training there right now. We hope to be adding in science classes, and as we renovate over there, to put in welding, construction trades, probably auto tech there as well. Again, Wamego School District's working with us closely, as is Rock Creek. We've got interest from Waubunsee, others. So again, I think we're in good shape to help provide a lot of the essential skilled workforce for the region. And, I talk a lot with Jack Alston over at Pott County, the Chamber folks here in Manhattan. We're going to be able, I think, to provide that regional workforce for those essential jobs in pretty strong shape. I know there's concern for more welding. What I need are some people to invest in us. And we've talked about this before, Brandon. Over 60% of my students stay in the area as employees, taxpayers, consumers. But I don't get any, I don't have taxing authority. I don't get any local tax dollars. I need the support of people or businesses because the only thing holding us back is the limit on our capacity with facilities and equipment. But right now, like I said, for the fall, on-campus tech programs are about 75% full. High school enrollment appears to be very strong. I think we may hit some record enrollments unless there's a bad resurgence of COVID. I think we're going to hit some record enrollments in the fall.
Well, that's good. And I would say you probably want to encourage more young females to get into these programs too, because I know we talk about stigmas. A lot of these are male-dominated job categories. Not to say that women can't do them. They just don't. There just seems to be a limited number of them.
Female welders, they can write their own ticket almost. We do get some ladies in welding, in construction trades. We do get some men going into nursing again. Yeah, you bring up a good point. We want to see those people. You pick what you want to go into. Don't worry about those stereotypes. We'll help you fight through those. We've seen, students who think they have no confidence, no skill in what they can do, And when they get to us, they realize they're hands-on from almost day one working in our labs. And a lot of times it's that connection. I'm doing this with my hands so I can see what it does. And that's when we see the light bulb click in their brain and they're learning. I really think many of our students become better learners because of what we do with Tech Ed. So when they do go on to K-State in the future, they're a better student. They've kind of understood how they learn. Like I said, the high school, it's phenomenal how much interest those kids have, how much more they want. Our goal both with Manhattan and the Wamego schools, as we put the center over there, our goal is that almost every student, when they graduate high school, they've got some, you know, a year's worth of gen ed done with us and or a tech ed certificate and an industry credential. The jobs, again, are waiting. You can get that job as a welder, as a CNA. Later in the fall, by spring, we'll be starting to offer classes in industrial engineering technology. Our critical environment tech program related to NBAF, BRI, the Animal Health Corridor, we're picking up more and more interest in that from people who already work in that field, but they need some of the skills we can teach in that program. So, again, I encourage people, contact us, contact one of our admissions folks, let's start the conversation, help you with financial aid. We can help you get to a good job in fairly short order and make a big difference in your life. It makes a big difference in this community.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'll have the chamber on tomorrow, and I know that'll be probably be a big push as they try to lure businesses out here to this part of the state. Another good opportunity here is, and we spoke about a little bit here in the first segment, is that Adult Learning Center. And, you know, just celebrating, as you mentioned, when people get that GED in their hand, that's so good to see. And you should never let anything discourage you from going back and getting that.
And again, we took it over from the school district about 2.5 years ago in collaboration with the school district. Again, 383 has been a super partner on this. We've had almost 80 students in that 2.5 years earn that high school equivalency. And many of them, while they're doing that, they can qualify and start taking like CNA or welding or a different program from us. And there's a program in the state that pays for them to get that tech ed training. So they can get that high school equivalency. They can get a tech ed certificate, industry credential. They're in better shape to get a job and move on with what they want to do. Tied with that, we brought with them the testing center, and we now have a fully approved regional testing center. So, for instance, we're the only institution in the state where you can take the EMT training with us, but then you can take the EMT test and the skills part all from us on our campus. You walk out, everything is done to be an EMT. And again, Riley County folks with that, Gary County's emergency folks, Pott County, they've all been great to collaborate with. That's why we expanded some ENT into the Wamego Center. These are what I call essential critical needs occupations. We need those EMTs to take care of those emergencies on healthcare. We need the CNAs. We get a lot of high school students and adult ed students who think they're interested in healthcare start with that CNA. But those are so critical in our older care homes, et cetera, in the area. But that testing center, we now have the capacity, I think, if I remember correctly, we can give like up to about 1,600 different licensing tests through our career center. And we've seen people come from as far away as Omaha, Wichita, Great Bend to do that credentials testing with us. So again, it's a great service for the community. We'll be working on getting more information out about it over the next few weeks. I think a lot of the HR people in the area businesses will enjoy finding out what we can do to help them and their workers.
And forgive me if I'm incorrect here, but you guys also offer, if I remember right, English as a second language for anybody who wants to learn it there?
Yep. We do that through the adult ed program as well. It's a very good deal. We have seen it dipped a little bit at the start of COVID, but it's coming back up. We can do a lot of stuff with the GED online, some with ESL, but we have some great people with ESL. We can offer some of our OSHA training in Spanish, which can help a lot of the local employers as well as people in the workforce to have that safety training. So, you know, I just need people to check our website, give us a call, come out for a visit. We are letting visitors on campus in small numbers. But, you know, we're just rolling.
All right. Well, good to hear. And lots of exciting stuff. Again, we'll be looking forward to that commencement here next month. I think commencements are going to be a big deal here in the springtime. Probably more so than they have been in the past few years because of what we experienced last year. Jim, we always appreciate you coming on here, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Jim Jeanette, again, the president of MATC here, Manhattan Area Technical College. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. That'll be his Chamber Day on In Focus tomorrow.